hello, everybody. Hello. This is the Super Geek Podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening, however you found us.
What's going on?
We're going to play comic book trivia. I think this could be like a reoccurring thing for us to play some games. Have a little fun. If you're a geek, you like trivia. So we've got Brandon and Lisa joining us on the episode today.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
So this is like
have Star Wars Trivial Pursuit. We could play that one night.
Oh, word.
That could be fun.
Nice.
We'll have to play that without Gabe on an episode because he just knows too much.
Yeah, I know. He,
so
it'll just be me and him.
It's
just
all original.
That Bantha hole.
It's all original trilogy. So
that Bantha hole. So I'm gonna go back and forth between you two. We'll just try questions. Some of these are mixed with movies. Some of them shows. Some of them comics. We'll just see what happens. All right. So.
Paired to bomb.
We're just going to start off with an easy one. This one's going to go to Brandon.
All right, let's go.
For 5 points. I feel like Whose Line Is It Anyway? This is a show where the points are made up and nothing actually matters. So, all right, your question. What year was the first modern comic book printed? 1917, 1933, 1954, or 1967?
Modern. That's a trick question because keyword modern. So
okay,
wish I had the Jeopardy music playing in the board.
That's what I was just thinking. I'll add it in there.
Oh yeah, I guess. Okay. Man, modern. I'm gonna say 1950 something.
Nope.
Oh.
It was 1933. That's the answer we were looking for.
Dang it.
That's what we needed. All right, this question goes to Lisa. What is Green Lantern's weakness?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Come on, this is easy. I'm starting you off easy,
dude. I remember I'm not a comic book reader.
I got this answer wrong. Okay, but you at least know this.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you a hint. It's the only hint I'll give you in the game. It's a color.
Oh,
is it green?
Oh, wrong.
I have no clue.
It is the color yellow.
Color of fear.
The color of fear. All right. All right.
Yeah. See, like I'm prepared to bomb. All right.
I got mine wrong.
All right, Brandon, this question's for you, B.
Let's rock.
This question is, who is Kane Marco's stepbrother?
What? Who? Who? Kane Marco? Who the heck is that?
Who would it be?
Kane Marco.
Can I ask who that is again?
Come on, man.
Just like it's Kane Marco.
It's in the X-Men universe.
Oh. I'm going to have to say, I'll just, because, you
know. The correct answer is Charles Xavier.
What? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Well, that was a good one.
Well, okay. So, moving on. Lisa, Captain America's companion and occasional ally, Sam Wilson, goes by what alter ego?
Wait, what? Say it again.
Who is the alter ego of Sam Wilson, Captain America's companion and occasional ally?
Now that you put me on the spot, watch me get his name wrong. Because I can't think of it right now. It's been a long day, man. And I know it. It's like, was it? It's Falcon, right?
That is correct.
Did you hear me?
I used to.
It is Falcon. we'll just leave it up to that.
There you go.
All right.
Like, did you hear me? I said it's Falcon.
Here we go. We got some.
Wait a minute. Is it just Falcon or is it the Falcon?
I think that's DC's thing. That's DC Universe's thing. Yeah, we're going to leave that to DC. So, all right, B. The Cerebro is a device Xavier uses in multiple X-Men movies to do what?
To see the telepathic energy of other mutants in the world.
That is correct. We also would have accepted locate other mutants, but that's a good answer. The detailed answer.
I wish I had a ding again. Man, I need to add that in there.
All right, Lisa, what is Selena Kyle's alter ego? Oh,
easy.
Catwoman.
Nice.
You are correct. We're going to fly through these now.
Waiting for the ding, but it didn't happen. I forgot it's not there.
Yeah, I don't have one. When I first got the board, it came with it. Like, it came with a ding.
Here's one for B. Which Game of Thrones cast member also had a role in X-Men Apocalypse?
Easy. Sophie Turner.
You are correct. I knew you were going to get that one.
That's my wife.
I got that one wrong.
But did you? Wow.
Yeah. So, all right. Lisa, what is Barry Allen's superhero name?
Are you purposely giving me the easy ones?
I am.
Flash. The Flash.
It's all on purpose.
Ooh, I just got a Flash t-shirt. I'm excited.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Woo-hoo, geeks.
All right. Let's see what's up next. All right. Brandon, this one goes to you.
Okay.
Which of these is not a DC Comics villain? Clock King, Swiss Army Man, Calendar Man, or Captain Boomerang?
Swiss Army Man.
You are correct. That one was easy.
That's a good movie.
I got that one in like the first 5 seconds.
That's a crazy movie, by the way.
He is not the holder of the Swiss Army knife, just so we're clear. All right, Lisa, what is the name of the spear that Aquaman uses?
Oh.
Well, which one?
That one's reasonably tough.
Multiple? Yeah, that's kind of hard.
Well, you're talking...
Like the main one. Like the main one.
Oh, that he mostly...
What's the one that Aquaman holds?
What they call...
What's it called?
Well, besides a trident? Or...
You're half right.
That's not going to work.
The Trident of Neptune. It is the Trident of Neptune.
I should have let my daughter watch Aquaman the other day when she
Yeah, you would have got it.
All right. Brandon, what is Norman Osborn's? What's Norman Osborn's? What is Norman Osborn's supervillain name?
Green Goblin.
You're correct.
I didn't even let you finish it. Yeah.
All right. Lisa, what material is Captain America's shield made from?
Easy. Come on.
Vibranium.
Vibranium. That is correct. Okay. All right. Here we go. Brandon, this is a tough one. Peter Parker lives on what street in New York City?
He lives in Queens.
That's correct. Not the answer we're looking for, but correct.
He's getting there.
Something Avenue. Is it an avenue in there?
We were looking for Chelsea Street.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah.
Chelsea Street.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't know. It's wrong. Okay, Lisa, which British actor has played a villain in a DC movie as well as a Marvel movie? This one had me think. This I really thought about this one for a while. I was like, I can't even think. I will give you a hint if you need it, but it's kind of tough.
He was in both
British, specifically British. Okay.
Specifically British. We have 5 seconds on the clock.
Oh my gosh. The only British actor I can think of right now is Paul Bettany, but I don't know if it's
him. 2, 1.
The only one I can think of is...
Here we go. It was Tom Hardy. That is the answer we were looking for. Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
He played Bane in The Dark Knight Rises, and he also played Venom.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
All right.
It's in your face, but, like, you don't even...
Well, you know what, though, is I haven't seen the Venom movie.
Either
so, that's... That's probably why I didn't think of that connection.
Well, you're not missing out.
I mean, it's fun, but you know,
yeah, if
you
don't see it, that's why I haven't like made...
You're not missing out. Venom 2 is just a disappointment.
I also forget that he's British, so you know.
Oh yeah,
I did too. All right, Brandon, how did Spider-Man get his powers?
He was bitten by a radioactive spider.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah.
Correct.
So anticlimactic.
I still don't have a ding.
So anticlimactic. It is dead silence. You are correct. Okay.
Maybe I could do like a fart. Moving on. Or something. I don't know.
All right, Lisa. Who plays Mystique in X-Men First Class, X-Men Days of Future Past, and X-Men Apocalypse?
Oh.
So all the bad movies.
The ones that don't matter.
Oh, it's the girl from Hunger Games, but I freaking forgot her.
This is a Marvel game where all the movies don't matter.
None of the movies matter. What's her name? I know it's the girl from Hunger Games, but I can't think of her name right now. I'm...
Sanity, yeah, I mean,
is severely in question these days.
Do we need a name, the judge?
I know I should know her name because as soon as he says it, I'm going to know it. And it's annoying me. Like it's right on the tip of my tongue, but I can't.
Okay. How about this hint? She once portrayed in a movie with Chris Pratt.
Oh God.
I forget what that movie's called, but she once portrayed as an actor in a movie.
Holy crap. That movie is so bad.
Is it Jennifer Lawrence? Is that her name?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, that's
the
Hunger Games girl.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go. That's it right there. That's the one.
It's the best I can do. I mean.
All right. Here we go. For Brandon, General Zod survived the destruction of Krypton because he was trapped in which zone?
The Phantom Zone.
The speeding zone. The phantom zone.
The speed zone. Speed force.
Correct, sir.
Yeah.
What is... Here we go, Lisa. What is the name of Thanos' gauntlet?
Uh-oh.
Getting
old. Uh-oh.
I want to say it's the gauntlet of power, but I don't know if that's right.
Oh, man.
No.
Jeez. See, you wondered why I was giving you the easy ones.
Lisa, come on.
Because I told you I don't.
Lisa.
Yeah.
You got it.
Dude, I'm
telling you. You got it.
Lisa needs, she needs some, she needs the wine coolers flowing to get some, something bumping up there.
Okay, and listen, I'm on this program for 75 days and I've had no alcohol.
Yeah, well.
And I'm down to one cup of coffee right now, and Wednesday I have to go to zero for the last 2 weeks, man. Oh, I look pretty good. Can't tell right now because of what I'm wearing, but I'm looking good. But boy, is my brain shot.
The answer we were looking for
was the Infinity Gauntlet. All right. Here we go, Brandon. This one's for you. Shellhead is the nickname for which superhero?
Whoa. Shellhead. Wait, hold on. Yes. Can I ask?
Sounds like it should be me, right?
Maybe. Is it DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
Shellhead, you're asking for his name? Like,
yeah, the hero's name. Like, that's a nickname for this specific hero.
And he's a hero?
He's a hero. He's a rich douchebag, but he's a hero.
Oh, Iron Man?
Correct.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Yes. I was shocked as well. Had no idea. Don't read Marvel Comics. Wouldn't know.
I mean, you know.
Here you go, Lisa. In which Netflix superhero TV show would you find the villain Killgrave?
Oh, interesting.
Ooh.
An interesting question.
I think I know. It's Doctor Who, obviously.
It's obviously Doctor Who.
Obviously.
This one's going to be tough for me because I'm not through all of them.
Well, you missed your shot now. Now it's on Disney Plus. So now you gotta.
Right? Yeah. Wait, did they move him yet?
I think so.
I just finished Daredevil the other day.
I think so.
Yeah, I watched Defenders and Daredevil, and I started Luke Cage, but I got like one episode in, and then they, you know, I haven't watched it since then.
Okay, like, goodbye.
So, yeah, which ones did I not watch? I didn't get through Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, or I Am the Immortal Iron Fist.
The bad ones. Make sense. Minus Luke Cage. Luke Cage is actually kind of cool, but yeah, I don't.
The answer we were looking for is Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah, Jessica I wouldn't have Jones, done that. Okay.
Yeah.
Never seen it. Wouldn't know.
Yeah.
She's straight up crazy. Oh my gosh.
Kristen Ritter, I think, is crazy.
So. All right, Brandon. I feel like this is something you would know.
That's right.
Which mutant was the founder of the original Acolytes?
Acolytes.
Yep.
Acolyte. Yeah, Acolyte.
Uh huh.
Acolyte. Yeah.
Acolyte.
I'd love to give you a hint to help you out, but I really don't know who this is.
Oh, then if you,
it is Fabian Cortez. Fabian? I don't know. Fabian?
Don't know.
Whoever that is, and no idea. Unless Disney makes it popular, I will never know.
He's probably like a dude that isn't gonna have a face. Yeah, you know, like those.
All right, Lisa. What is Peter Parker's aunt called?
Oh, easy.
Aunt May.
She's dead. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
I know.
If you haven't had time to watch yet.
Marissa Tomei, man. Like, oh, man, that sucked.
That was a rough scene, man. Yeah,
that was rough. I was like, oh.
That was rough. I was like,
she'll be all right. But it's like, oh, I think he got her. He got her. Man. And she croaked. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. So, all right, Brandon, which X-Men mutant has the power of plasmoid reworks? It feels like something you would know. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know why. It just sounds like something you're just supposed to know.
You know?
Brandon's facial expressions are the best part.
Yeah. Let's see. And he's an X-Men. I take it. Plasmoid reworking. What the?
What does that look like?
Wait. Hold on. Maybe I have a shot in the dark. I don't think it's this guy. Gambit?
No, sir.
Okay, I figured.
The correct answer we're looking for was Jubilee.
Oh, the next thing. God.
I love Jubilee.
I figured that. See, I figured that would be something. Yep. See, I figured. So
I don't, did they call it? See, I didn't read the comics, so I don't know if they called it that.
No, I think they called it.
If they called it that in the cartoon, I don't remember.
She shot blasts out of her hands or something. That's what she did.
Fireworks, dude. Fireworks.
Yeah. All right, so Lisa has the hardest question so far.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Awesome.
The Caped Crusader is a nickname for which superhero?
Oh my gosh. Let's see. I don't know. I thought we weren't allowed to say. I'm joking, you guys. I'm joking. Oh my gosh. Batman.
Turn in your badge. You're done. You're done.
You're done.
You're done. It was Batman.
I don't read comics.
Yeah, that, I mean, okay.
Book game, and I don't read comics.
I don't either. No, I do.
All right, Brandon's got the second hardest question so far in the game. All right. The Boy Wonder is the nickname for which superhero?
Oh, Superman.
The second hard. Oh, dude, come on, man.
Oh, Superboy. Whoa.
No. Come on, man. Hit that buzzer. Get out of here. Get out of here. It was Robin.
Oh.
Robin, sir. Come on. I even gave a hint to it. I said the second hardest question.
Why did I think?
Next to the first.
All right, Lisa. The 2005 movie, Sin City, was...
Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay. You said I got mine wrong.
Uh-oh.
It was the Caped Crusader. Which superhero is called the Caped Crusader, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said I got it wrong?
No.
No.
He's talking about what I said for mine.
No, he got it wrong.
I thought you said it wrong. No, because I was like, it's Batman.
Yep.
Wake up, Lisa.
I thought you told me I got it. I thought you told me I got it wrong, so I looked it up. I was like, I'm not that dumb. Come on, guys.
No. Nope. Nope, it was Brandon that time.
I know you're blonde and all, but
the 2000. Wow,
I'm missing a lot of what you guys are saying. So I'm like, you said I got it wrong, nope. Dude. I know I got that one right.
All right, well, here's one you can get wrong. The 2005. I'm going to give you a chance. Don't worry. The 2005 movie Sin City is based on a comic book by which publisher?
Oh, interesting. Maybe. See what you
I don't know. It had Clive Owen in it though.
Clive Owen fan, are we?
You're asking me for a comic book publisher. Okay, so it could be can I give you multiple choice and you tell me if I'm on the right track?
Not how this game works, sorry.
The only ones I know are like Marvel, DC, and Dark Horse.
We will give Brandon a chance to steal your points.
Like the 2 points that I have. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's Vertigo Comics. Actually, it might
Dark Horse
be.
Comics.
Oh, so you're right. Is it Dark Horse Comics? Interesting.
Dark Horse Comics.
Interesting.
That was one of the three that I did.
Yeah. That could have been a hard one.
Since you got that correct, I'll bounce back to Lisa. What is Superman's home planet called?
Oh.
Krypton.
Gotham.
Correct. Star City.
Starling City.
There it is.
All right, Brandon, which superhero was born with the curse of the Kordax?
What?
Curse
of the Kordax.
The Kordax. The Kordax. Curse of the Kordax. You got it. Come on, you got it. A hero, yep. Uh-huh, it's a hero.
It's of the DC.
DC, yep. It's DC.
What the heck is a Kordax?
What the hell?
Curse of the Kordax.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Correct answer was Aquaman.
What? He has a curse? What kind of curse he got?
Yeah, he has a curse. Oh. He has a curse.
The curse of the Cordax.
Interesting. What did it do?
Whatever that means.
Yeah, like what? Is that why he can go into water and all that?
All right, Lisa. In what city does most of Suicide Squad take place? Gotham City, Star City, Metropolis, or Midway City?
This is Suicide, not the Suicide, but Suicide.
So the crappy one.
Correct.
The one I didn't watch. I don't know.
It's okay. You didn't miss out on any.
No, it was Midway City.
Okay, well.
I had a feeling it was that just because that was the only one that wasn't already taken. But
I'm not even going to buzz that one because, I mean.
All right, Brandon, what is the profession of Matt Murdock's Daredevil's alter ego?
He's a lawyer.
Correct.
Yeah.
I would have gotten that one because I've watched Daredevil.
Yeah, you would.
All right, we're gonna try to buzz through these. This is hard. Okay, Lisa. According to the MCU, how many Infinity Stones are there?
Come on, that's easy.
You say it's easy. What? So I have to think, and then I'm like, wait a second.
Oh boy.
Oh man, this is.
I think you should just turn it in now. There are six. There are six.
Remember that my wheelhouse is Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. I'm like, I watch movies.
Okay, but come on, he's got a glove.
A geek on those.
How many times have you seen
five,
him?
He's got five.
They're okay. He's
got a gauntlet. Yeah. Like, fair enough.
How does Blade become half vampire in the 1998 movie of the same name?
Oh, that's interesting.
You were just talking about this the other night. I think you got it. How does he become half vampire?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Delayed. His mother was bitten by a vampire when she was pregnant. His mother was bitten by a vampire. That's pretty standard, right?
And then he was bit by Mobius and his vampiric powers were increased. Fun fact.
Sure, why not? All right, Lisa. What is Quicksilver's twin sister called?
Oh, man. Surely. Come on. Come on.
Wanda Maximoff.
That is correct.
And bonus question by me, who is her father? Oh, stumped you.
Actually, no, he just disappeared.
Oh, hold on.
There you are.
Okay. There you are.
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say? Who was what?
And who was their father?
Who was their father?
Mm-hmm. The twins.
That I don't know. That
Magneto.
Oh, duh. I knew that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Comics, but I don't think it's in the movies.
Not yet.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Not yet. Disney bought Fox. We'll see.
The only reason I know that it was in the comics and not the movies is because of my boyfriend, because he said that. Because he reads the comics. I don't.
Oh.
He was.
Okay, Brandon, so. Which Marvel character is also known as the Devourer of Worlds?
Pennywise is a clown. No.
Yes. I'll accept it.
It was that cloud thing that was in Loki. Forgot its name. Right? I forget. If you saw the Loki show. I forgot. It's like this big ass cloud thing.
Galactus.
Oh, well, never mind. That technically I got that wrong then. RIP.
It was Galactus.
All right.
Here we go, Lisa. Which supervillain is known for being the only one to break the Batman?
Why are you hitting the button already?
I don't know. I just felt like it.
Yeah, probably should just because.
What? Really? Oh, whoa. Come on now. I know this one.
Told
Lisa, you know it. You know it.
Was it in the movies?
Yes.
Because if it wasn't in the movies, I don't know it.
Yeah, you know it. This kind of is linked to a question from earlier.
2012.
So it was Bane, because that's the movie I only watched once and don't really remember.
I mean, fair enough.
Correct. Correct.
A bonus thing from me, not really a question or thing. I remember The Dark Knight Rises also because I'm going to heck for this, but it has probably one of the funniest death scenes that no one talks about, where, you know, when Natalia Al Ghul, she crashes the truck.
Oh, and she's like sitting there all limp.
Yeah. And like her neck's broken and stuff. And then she's doing like the death speech. She's like, you'll never.
Like the Stephen Hawking position.
Yeah. And then she's like, you'll never stop him. And then she's like, I die.
It's pretty bad.
I was just talking about this funny movie the other day because after we went and saw The Batman, I don't know why, but something came up and we were talking about it. And I was like, I had to think about if I had seen the movie because it's been so long. Like, I was like, did I see it? I guess I watched it once, but I was like, I guess that was it. Because I've seen Batman Begins and I've seen The Dark Knight several times each, but that one I've only seen like one time.
What, Dark Knight Rises?
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why.
I mean, I only saw the movie once, too. So.
I don't know.
All right, Brandon. So this is so confusing. With which DC team is Swamp Thing affiliated?
Justice League Dark.
Correct, sir.
Boom. With Constantine, Swamp Thing.
Okay. Okay, Lisa. In Deadpool, why does Wade Wilson leave his girlfriend Vanessa?
Because he's a jerk. I don't know. Haven't seen Deadpool.
What? He was dying of cancer.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And he looked like a scrotum to what they were saying. What was it? So you missed out on all.
Look like an old avocado.
Yeah, he looks like an old avocado.
Had sex with a much older avocado. All right, Brandon, what is Supergirl's relation to Superman?
What was the question?
What is Supergirl's relation to Superman?
She is his cousin. I was gonna say like first or second, like I don't know.
Correct. Okay. All right. This is going to be our last two questions of the game. We still have a whole stack to go through. So that's a whole nother game we can play. So these will be the last two questions for. All right. Here we go. This one will be for Brandon, actually. Who kills Agent Phil Coulson in the Avengers?
Loki does.
Correct.
But then technically, if you count Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Loki just killed a Coulson. Because Coulson was like cloned or something like a million times or something like that. But anyways. Yeah.
All right. The winner takes all question. Winner takes all here. This last question, unless I want to pick a harder question, but I think I'm going to stick with that question. In the Black Panther universe, what is the name of T'Chaka's only daughter?
You mean T'Challa's dad?
Yeah.
You said, so I was like, you said T'Chaka. So.
T'Chaka. Yep, T'Chaka. What is the name of T'Chaka's only daughter?
Ooh, interesting. I feel like I might know it.
Yeah, that's not one I have sitting right on the tip of my tongue. I'd probably know it if I heard it, but it's just not right there.
Brandon, would you like to steal?
I think it's Shuri, who ends up becoming Ironheart.
You are correct. It was Shuri.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You win more knowledge.
I mean,
not a surprise.
Look, we've both started off pretty rough. Yeah. You know?
Well, realistically, we know Gabe would have wiped all of us, but, you know. And anyways, that's going to wrap up the comic book trivia game from the Super Geeks. I don't know if we're really super geeks anymore after that. Yeah.
You bust out some Star Wars, I will super geek everyone, even or Lord of the Rings. But man, that was rough.
Like I said, okay, I will get a Lord of the Rings trivia, and then we'll get a Star Wars.
I will very happily compose a Star Wars trivia list.
Yeah.
Oh, I already have Star Wars Trivial Pursuit too.
Oh yeah, that's right. We'll have to do that next.
I got the old trilogy covered, so if we want to add in some of the Clone Wars and Rebels and some of the newer movies, the prequels, you know, we have to do that. But I got the old trilogy covered.
Nice.
I think that's going to do it.
Yeah, we'll have like the entire Star Wars saga, like trivia-wise. It'll be the most obscure questions, I feel like. What was the name of this character's son's brother? Who it's like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, I just finished both of the new Timothy's on Thrawn trilogies too. Ooh, really good.
I just started reading the new one.
The like, Ascendancy one?
Not the prequel trilogy, but the, like, I'm reading just Star Wars Thrawn. It's the one where it's like half his face on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I just started that. I'm reading on audiobook. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
The guy that voices Thrawn. Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah. I did the Ascendancy trilogy on audiobook, and it was good. That was a really good. He is such. Oh, man. I got to stop because I'll just go off about Thrawn for Thrawn's forever. Good. He's a freaking genius.
He's a goat.
Love him. Love him.
But thanks for listening to our comic book trivia. Be sure to tune in for
my epic fail.
I mean, look, again, we will have chances of redemption for everybody.
Thank goodness. Gabe's going to fire us all if we don't redeem ourselves.
Oh, even more of a reason that we have a chance to go back to the light side. Except me, I'm staying the dark side because, you know, they have cookies. But thanks for listening. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram, maybe Twitter one day. We'll see. And Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, everything ever, because we're Skynet and we're all over the place. So, you know, but remember that it's not what you do with power. Okay, I was going to say an ending quote, but I don't have it. But anyways, thanks for tuning in. Check us out in the next episode. We're talking about Batman. Woo! See you guys later.